Plato's philosopher kings. If you were out at sea in a ship, would you A, take a vote on how to steer the ship, or B, try and find out if there was someone on board who knew how to do it? If you chose B, then presumably you agree that expertise is useful in these situations. You don't want amateurs taking guesses when it's a matter of life and death. Far better to have someone who can navigate you back to port, avoiding the rocks. Well, what about when steering the great ship of state? Taking a vote on which way to go would be far less effective than finding someone who knew what they were doing to be your leader. That's what Plato argued in Book 6 of his Republic. He had a very low view of democracy as a process for deciding what to do. Even voting in a leader would be risky because voters are easily swayed by irrelevant features, such as a candidate's looks. They don't realize that ruling is a skill, just like navigation. The experts Plato wanted at the helm of a ship of state were, surprisingly, specially trained philosophers, philosopher kings or philosopher queens, chosen because they were incorruptible and had a deeper knowledge of reality than other people. An idea that only a philosopher could have come up with.